USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Three men are facing murder charges in connection with the death of a 10-year-old Tennessee girl who was reportedly killed after being hit by a stray bullet while sleeping on the couch. The Carter County Sheriff's Office is reporting Lily Hannah Davis was on the couch in her home near Elizabethton, Tennessee, in the early morning hours of November 17th when a stray bullet from a drive-by shooting went through the wall and struck her. 21 shots were fired in total. Jediah Glover, Jason Barber II, and Zachary Scott have been arrested and will face first-degree murder charges. The Seattle City Council voted to cut the police department's budget by roughly 18% Monday and instead reallocate millions of dollars to fund community alternatives. The cuts are less than half of the 50% reduction that activists demanded. Seattle leaders ultimately voted to transfer 911 call takers, parking enforcement officers, and mental health workers out of the police department. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.